This is a critical juncture in the college football season when the best teams jockey for a bid to the best bowl games. Commentator Frank DeFord admits he almost always cheers for State U schools such as Oregon State and Mississippi State instead of their more prestigious counterparts at the University of Oregon or the University of Mississippi.
State colleges invariably were created after the University of Colleges. Usually the University of Colleges are the more hoity-toity places. They like to call themselves the flagships. Ooh. In fact, a lot of state colleges started out as agricultural schools, Aggies, like they were marbles. So stuck-up fans of the aristocratic university schools would all go moo during games and holler other nasty barnyard things. Or in the South, the state colleges were the impoverished, predominantly black schools like Tennessee State and Kentucky State. Or they started out as teachers' colleges, or heaven forbid, even as colleges for young ladies like Florida State. Whatever the original reason, schools with state in their name invariably never have the cachet that the universities of have. So, as a lover of underdogs, I always root for the state colleges. And I'm happy to say things have never been better for the downtrodden state U's. Colorado State whipped the University of Colorado again. Both Iowa State and Oklahoma State finally beat the University of Nebraska. Isn't that one fine? How do you do? Washington State and North Carolina State are the world beaters in their states. Why, the state of the State U teams hasn't been so fine since that glorious day when Larry Bird left Indiana University for Indiana State and then led his team into the NCAA championship game against Michigan State. The only State U's I don't root for are Ohio State, Louisiana State, and Penn State, because even though they are State U's, they have always been the real top teams in their state. They have no business being State U's. As for Arizona and Arizona State, I can't tell them apart. State U's don't have nearly as much tradition as universities of. They don't have the good rivalries. They don't have the beloved indigenous nicknames like the Terps or the Razorbacks or the Fightin' Illini or the Hoosiers or the Jayhawks. Instead, State U's are left with generic hand-me-down nicknames like the Redbirds or the Wolfpack or the Hornets or the Wildcats. State U's don't have upscale addresses either. Athletes who play for teams at universities of always identify themselves with the name of their school town. It sounds so much more elegant, so private school. I go to Madison. I go to Boulder. I go to Chapel Hill. I go to Berkeley. State U players just go to state. Very few people even know where State U's are. So here's to the upwardly mobile teams, the downscale strivers, to all the State U's and to the Techs and the A&M's, and most of all, may I cheer loudest for the teams that don't even have a whole state. Go Southern Mississippi. Hooray for Northern Illinois. I'm with you, Southeast Missouri. Kick butt, Middle Tennessee. They're all living the American dream. Athletic division.
The comments of Frank DeFord, whose latest novel is An American Summer. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.